This is Monday Night Live.
So we're going to play this song for you now. Play this song from the new album called High. Hope you enjoy it.
Friday evening and I'm in a state. I got my friends around me and we're feeling great. Tonight's agenda, laughter and fun. Nobody ever leaves until we're all down. Sat by the fire looking up at the sky, saying random things, but we don't know why. Got a feeling it's stronger than I. My head starts spinning, preparing for flight. Gonna get so high. We always have a really good time. You cannot deny there's no harm in a victimless crime. Hey! New food I don't normally eat. I can't get full, I need some chocolate treats. Gonna go out through the night. This feeling I have is more than right. Gonna get so. Have a really good time. first crab. Hi.
This song's called My Day.
Waking up with a good feeling, wonder what today will bring. Let's look in my crystal ball. You can see that I've been on fire. Look in my eyes, you can see desire. It's time to tear down this wall. Whoa, I've been searching, used all my earth just to find a way. Here it comes, it is my day. So how in the hell did I ever get to this place, to this place? Look at me now and take a look. Superhero. Standing high, I'm ready to sing. My next stop is a rocking ring. Feeling cooler than Sub-Zero. I've been searching, used all my earnings just to find a way. Here it comes, it is my day. How in the hell did I ever get to this place? Gotta feel so damn alive. Whoa, So how in the hell did I ever get to these place, to these place? Look at me now and take a look at my face, my face. I'm gonna get out of this night of fight. Gotta be so damn alive. Whoa, get out of my way, I'm gonna stay. Cause it is my day.
This song's called Walk Away.
One, two, three, four.
Looking out for number one only pushes me further out until I'm gone. I know that I'll be okay, cause you never had time for me anyway. Not a millionaire lifting, but he got a lot to share. Too far away, wanna be all that that you look for. Not here to be ignored. I'm gonna walk away forever. I'm never looking through. It is just how I feel. I can't stay together. I'm never. To understand, it's like being married at first under the sand. Looking around, it's clear to see that there's not much future here for you and me.
Come on!
Not a millionaire, live day by day. Got a lot to share, too far away. Wanna be all that that you look for. Not here to be ignored. I'm gonna walk. To share, too far away. You wanna be all that that you look for. I'm not here to be ignored. I'm gonna walk away forever. I'm never. This time it is for real. It is just how I feel. I can't stay together. I'm never.
This song is called Under Her Control. We hope you enjoy it.
Killing me very slowly. Gonna be the end. she got a hold of me. He's just sitting right here of heaven. I can see me cracking up. I am doing far too much. She is killing me very slowly. She's gonna be the end of me. She likes it when I have to bow down. She likes it when she wears the crown. I'm totally
Live.
So, you guys are from Blackpool.
Yeah.
I went to Blackpool for the first time this last week to see the pantomime.
Nice.
And it was, it has an ocean, unlike Southport that just has a beach, so you have that going for you.
Yeah, I would go on the beach, but it's...
but it's there. It's there to look at.
Yeah, it looks good.
Brilliant.
He likes to swim in the sea after he's had a heavy night.
Does it cool you down? Get rid of that flush?
Yeah, 2 a.m. But I only do it in May till August.
We'll be out.
It's
July.
We'll
be out having a few beers, and you say, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, if the football score is this tonight, I'm going to jump in the sea.
No, it's true.
You know, honestly, no.
Has it ever happened?
Yeah,
have you ever fulfilled your promise?
It has happened.
Does it happen more often than you'd like?
No. I would like it to be.
That's because he's team shit.
Yeah,
when it comes to football, this guy is just mental. He just literally punches walls down.
Yeah.
I do.
He invites us round to watch the football, and we go round to
just
watch
to watch his reaction. They don't like football, this guy.
We're not into...
They come to watch me watching the football.
We just
amazing.
Lost that.
Yeah,
three fans.
That's amazing. Well, it sounds like you guys have a good time. So, James and Tom, you guys are brothers.
Yeah.
For people that don't know. So, how has being in a band affected your family relationship? Has it brought you closer together?
Because the thing is,
did you
so many
have reasons to fight?
But, you know,
I think it's good thing.
We're still together.
It's brought us closer together.
Mm-hmm.
We've
been doing this.
To do, you know.
Well, we've been doing this over 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's only us two that have survived the 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, me and James work quite well together in that he's like a, he's a good face, he's a good voice for the band.
Thank you.
And
I'm moisturised.
And I have more brains, you know what I mean? But together, we work really, really well together. And I think that's why we do as well as we do.
We do.
Yeah.
And then there's Paco.
Yeah, that's
on
me.
Side.
Sitting now out of the blue, well, out of Spain, actually.
Yeah, not blue.
You don't sound Spanish, you sound...
I am Spanish.
Okay.
I actually am. Yeah, that's actually funny thing that you say that, because this guy takes a piece out of me all the time, because I make mistakes.
Well, obviously I don't know what I'm talking about, because...
So yeah, when did I join? So 2 years ago? No, two years ago.
2 years ago.
Two Christmas ago, actually, because it was Christmas.
We were playing...
Just before Christmas. We were
playing the De Vere Hotel. It was like a nice hotel for a Sweet 16.
Yeah.
We were playing.
and Tom went onto the drums, and we've changed our sound a lot. Like tonight, what you've heard is not, you know, what we normally sound like. You know, we're usually a lot heavier than that, because we've recently lost our bassist. He's not died. He's just got lost. You know?
He took a wrong turn somewhere.
He's moved on to more heavier stuff, like heavy metal stuff.
Well, you know, we wish him all the best, but you know, we've changed tonight. We've rewrote the songs to fit into this sort of acoustic vibe that we're going for at the moment. And we've not really got any plans to look for any bassists, although at some point we'll.
We could take advantage of this. Yeah.
We could take advantage. If you're a bass player and you would.
You live in Blackpool.
Or are willing to commute.
So, where was I?
You were discussing how Paco just showed up out of the blue at a Sweet 16 party one day.
That's it.
That sounds so bad. That's
really wrong. He just turned up at a Sweet 16.
They invited me.
We invited him.
Yeah. That was the first time we met. But no, it wasn't. No, we met after practice.
Did we?
Band practice.
The story. There's a lot of beers in Hanson's tent.
I got drunk that night, actually. Yeah. But I was the only one, because you were working the next day and I wasn't.
Yeah.
And these guys were playing and I was just watching them. And
with nothing else to do.
Exactly. So I was on my own. Well, Wacken came with me, but he left.
Wacken is a person, I thought.
I didn't whack him. No, he was one of my best friends. Yeah, but he's gone now. Not dead, just
all these people moving out of your life.
People with us, I can hear them laughing in the other room. So.
And I got really drunk because I was on my own on a 16th birthday party of a person I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And these guys were there, and I just got really drunk.
Yeah. So we invite him because
and you kept him anyway.
For the part, basically. We could have so said that a lot easier. But you know, we didn't. So there we go.
So you guys have recently performed in the same stage as some other musicians that people might have heard of, like Gary Barlow.
Like Gary Barlow.
Yeah. How was that experience for you? Eliza Doolittle, she was there as well, wasn't she?
There were two separate events.
One of each.
One was the Christmas light switch on, Preston, and the other one was the Blackpool light switch on, the illumination switch on. That was Gary Barlow. We've had some lucky, fortunate breaks as well. You know, we've done pretty well. We've played quite a few places, and we met quite a few people. You know, some interesting people along the way. And that was, you know, I feel blessed that we've managed to do that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we wanted more at one point, but now we're just sort of taking it a little bit more casually, a bit more fun, you know.
Mm.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
My first gig ever with you guys was in Cavern in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
I played that a couple of times, didn't I?
The Cavern, yeah, you forget.
Mm. That was a good show.
That was a good show.
Yeah. One of your favourites?
I don't really remember. They're all the same. When you're on stage, it just flies by and you don't really remember.
Well, hopefully this one will stand out for you guys.
Yeah, because this one was really long.
Oh, the Washington was good.
Yeah.
The Washington was good.
What made it so good? You had that, I'm staring off into the distance, reminiscing about this moment, look in your eye.
I like to.
You're actually stirring up things that we don't really think about a lot, because the bigger gigs, like the ones with the celebrities and things like that, they're the ones that you only remember because it was with, you know,
famous
people. Mm-hmm. But the ones that we enjoy the most are usually the ones you don't expect to enjoy the most. Like you turn up to some, you know, silly little pub in, you know, Aberystwyth.
I prefer to play,
you know, and it's you know, the best show ever. You don't expect anyone to turn up. You're out of town. No one knows who you are. You come to this pub and you play to these people, and they're absolutely giving you so much love
from them. You can feel the energy. Yeah. And it makes you play better and harder, and it's so cool. It's such a good feeling.
That's beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah.
Should write a song about it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
We haven't done an interview for a long time, so this it's good coming across like this.
Well, it's wonderful. I'm glad you guys are so willing to share. It's really nice. So, in regards to the writing the actual songs, so you guys do it together, Tom and James, you write most of the songs. Have you had any input recently, Paco, aside from rewriting songs?
Yeah.
For the new, potential new album.
But this is a good thing that we can mention now. We just recently, over the last few weeks, because we released an album about a year and a half ago, And we're by no means finished, you know, promoting that one. But what we want to do is we've got a lot of songs in the bank. Tom's got a load of songs written. I've got, you know, half an album's worth of songs. Paco's written a few songs. So this time we're all going to get into the studio together, and we're just going to take our time and record, and it'll take as long as it takes. So we've always worked to deadlines and always been, we need to make sure that it's out for this date because we premiere them at HMV or something like that. And it's very stressful and it costs a lot of money. You know, I think we spent, you know, quite a few thousand on the last album. You know, getting it mixed in America, mastered in America, sorry. And it was just a lot of work for Tom because he does a lot of the engineering side of the studio. So
it used to go in the past, like I would write all the songs, I'd record everything, and we'd get James in to do vocals, and that's, the band wouldn't touch it. So it's kind of like, when we went on stage, it's, the other guys didn't really vibe from it. Me and James have played the songs over and over again and we knew them. But the great thing about what we're doing now is Paco, he's getting involved on the guitar and vocals, and we're actually doing it together, which I'm looking
forward to. Which is what, you know, which is what bands are supposed to do. But, you know, we've just had a formula
it's
for so long.
It's worked in the past, yeah. But
well, we would have done it for Heads and Tails. It's just I joined after the songs were written and you were already recording.
Well, I see, I might actually disagree with that, because we've had members in the band that have been there for a long time, but we've still not allowed them to join the writing process.
Never trusted them.
Never trusted them. Because if you get four or five guys in a room, you know,
all these ideas,
it goes like that. So you need someone to sort of control the way we want the music to sound, and we've been very, you know,
in control
of that. But, you know, since the right person has come along with Paco, we've had a lot of members come in and out of the band, and Paco is one of those people, and I'm looking forward to doing it differently this time and releasing that control and doing it together, and hopefully, you know, I'm really looking forward to it because it's going to be more of a fun process rather than shit, I've got to get back into the studio. Oh, can we bleep that?
Can we say that?
Yeah, that's what editing's for. So what do you guys, out of what you've already kind of produced, what is one difference between maybe the songs we heard tonight and the songs that you guys are going to do that you're really looking forward to?
That's a good question. Now we have a question ourselves.
I only half understood the question.
Okay.
what's different with what we played today?
Yeah.
Create now?
So you just spoke about how you're really looking forward to some of the releasing that control and some of the differences that might.
I think it'll always
contribute.
Still sound like Last Breath,
yeah.
But because we go from one end of the spectrum to the other, you know, we'll write a really nice, tasteful ballad, and then we'll write a really dirty rock song, you know, and we'll have some sort of R&B song in the middle, which is still Last Breath and has that rock flavour to it. But, you know, we write a song because we like all sorts of music, you know, and it's just a case of putting what we like into something that we can do ourselves.
Me and James are very similar, we've got similar tastes, similar influences. Where Paco, he's got his own unique influences, so that bringing that to us, it's going to completely change the sound. I don't know how it's going to sound, and I think that's what's exciting.
Yeah.
Because we don't know, yeah. Quicker. I think that's the exciting thing, not knowing how it's going to sound. It's exciting, it's new, it's fresh.
Mm.
And it's been a while since we've had that, because we're all so close.
Oh, wow.
I'm just feeling more than that. Yeah, we're all so close, and it's really nice feeling. It's more than just a band, we're like a family, and we do everything together.
Yeah. Last 3 days we've been together, you know, New Year's. Yesterday we had band practice hungover. And
that must have been wonderful with the drums.
Yeah, he didn't use the drum bag, didn't you?
I couldn't.
We put him in the drum bag, and
the drum kick bag.
Yeah. That was fun.
Just to get him out of the way for a minute. So, Paco, you said that your favorite song that is on the album is My Day.
Yeah.
And we didn't hear why. Can you just let us know why, really quick?
I think it's just a quicker song that we play on the drums, isn't it? I think that's why it's just really fun to play. It's not heavy stuff, and you know, like playing the drum kit like really strong and stuff. It's just keeping the tempo and offbeat, which is my favorite thing when I play drums. I also like to play heavy off, obviously, but you know, it's also good to have sometimes like fast lane. I like to play fast lane. as well. Yeah, it's not that quick, is it? But it's got that sort of feeling as well, where you hear him, you know, you can feel the speed and it. Yeah, that's why pretty much. And he's very melodic as well. It's not, you know.
I love melodies.
Yeah, yeah, we always try and be melodic. You know, we want it to be heavy still, but we want it to be,
got something harmony, people can sing along
melodies,
to.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
I like melody,
Do you guys have people coming to your gigs enough now that they're singing along with you?
Yeah.
Weirdly, what does that feel like?
And that's to me the best thing ever about live shows, because we're an unsigned band, and to have people come to a show and you can see them miming along to something that you've created, either whistling the melody or singing along to the lyrics and stuff. It's like
some girl did a cover of Under Her Control on the piano. Oh, yeah. I was like, saw that. I was like, what? Someone's actually taken the time to learn it and then record it and then put it up.
She's not even from this country. She lives in like Slovakia.
It's probably better than our version. It's absolutely fantastic. But it's such a good feeling someone else has done that.
People want to, cover our music.
It's the best feeling.
That's amazing.
A lot of people sing Walk Away Along, actually.
Yeah,
I can sing that from the drums. I think
that's my favourite song. It's the song that
most people sing along with us. Walk Away, definitely.
Yeah,
very catchy.
That's one of the ones that I've. You can watch that on YouTube if people are interested. Go on to YouTube. Do you want to say your YouTube address again?
Yeah, it's youtube.com/lastbreathrock.
To watch the Walk Away video.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, can you guys let us know where you're playing next if people would like to catch you live?
We've not actually booked any shows yet because we had a little bit of time off. We sort of got together and discussed that we were making a new album. Although I think we're in the stages of confirming another radio station that we're going to be playing. And
we're pretty much going to focus on recording, writing and recording right now instead of... We've done quite a few gigs this year.
Last year.
2017. So it's time to sit down and write some songs and get a recording. And if we've got time for a gig, we'll do it.
Yeah, show you we'll do them, but it's not a focus, isn't it?
Yeah.
So people can follow you guys on Twitter or like you on Facebook. And get any information about what's coming up.
We need to use
and...
Facebook more.
Do we have Twitter?
Twitter.
Posh.
We do that. I sent a tweet. I haven't done a tweet for a long time.
We're more active on Facebook. If anyone wants to follow,
we'll talk to you and
on a daily basis. We'll be Facebook.
If you want to book you for a birthday party, apparently that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hopefully you've moved beyond that by now.
That, definitely.
Paco can just stand in the back getting drunk.
We're playing a wedding
like I always do. That would have been something new, would it? What I was going to say. Oh, we reply private messages quite quick as well. We're quite active on Facebook privately. So, if you
want a conversation.
You want a conversation.
If you're lonely. Want to make some new friends.
We're very social people. And, we like to, the more people around, the better. Especially if there is, beer involved and football and having a good time.
So I think he just invited you over to your house to watch football. So there you go. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
So it was, and even with all the technical difficulties, it still wasn't as bad as One Direction on Live Lounge. So you have that going for you. But again, if you'd like to listen to the podcast, you can do that next week on www.theshiftradiostation.com. Click on the live performances and interviews tab, and you can download it right there. And also, you can listen to it next week at 8 p.m. on Monday Night Live Replay, or watch it on the Shift TV. Thank you guys again so much for coming out, and we hope to be seeing lots of you again soon.
Thank you.
This is Monday Night Live.